What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, the head coach, North Carolina State Demons. It is Corey Gibson with me. Coach Gibson, how's life down there in sunny Louisiana? It's very hot and humid, like it's here in Georgia, my brother.
Man, life is good. Now, it is most definitely hot, but you know, nothing a little water can't handle, man. I'm really blessed. Me and my family were blessed to be here, and it's always a pleasure being with you, boss man. We appreciate you.
Anytime, Coach. I saw you off there, Coach. I saw Coach Ward out there in the Atlanta grinding, man, recruiting. Tell us about his travels and Coach Hamilton as well, and how about the guys you all look forward to bringing into your program down the road as well. Before we get talking about Hansel here real soon here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Coach Ward, he's our recruiting coordinator. He does a fantastic job of keeping us organized and pointing us in the right directions. And Coach Hamilton is our associate head coach and defensive coordinator. I mean, just the whole staff. Overall, Tony Holliday and Layden Kentwell is the operations guy. Those guys, man, are just all in, just relentless, just staying in here all day, all night, man, just trying to make sure that we put the program in the best possible position.
I hear that, Coach. And you got to be happy, man. Hansley, man, from Dominican Republic, the DR, came and decided to come play for you all in Northwestern State over Tennessee State, my alma mater, as you know, Memphis and Bethune. So talk about the recruitment process of Hansel and the relationship you all built with that young man to get him to trust you all to want to come play for you as you build this program from the ground up here, Coach.
That's a great question. The whole process was all about transparency. Okay. And the parents were upfront about it. They asked all the right questions. And I think they liked our transparency. And the trust was cemented from the beginning. And we're so blessed to be united and to be equally yoked. And there's one mindset. With Hansel and his family and the Northwestern State family, and now we're all one family, is that we have unconditional love for each other.
I hear that, Coach, and you know, watching his highlights, man. It's amazing what he did as in high school, playing in the Drew League as well. What I saw of him, he's very electric and eccentric. He plays hard. He doesn't take any plays off. As a coach, that's makes you feel really happy. Have a guy who you know is really invested and engaged in every play, because every play, as you and I both know, could be the difference between winning and losing.
Man, let me tell you, you hit the nail on the head. He is a bona fide, fierce competitor. Okay. When he steps foot on that floor, when he steps into the arena of a workout, okay, he's all about first impression. He does not take anything for granted. And when you add something like that into your circle, you've got something. It's not just going to impact your program. It's going to impact your community. It's not going to just impact the community. It's going to impact the state. It's not going to just impact the state. It's going to impact the country. It's not going to just impact this country. It's already shook the world globally. That mindset, that mentality of not taking anything for granted and taking that first impression and say, hey, look, this may be my last because of what I went through, because the hurdles I've had to jump, you got to feel me. And everybody that comes into his presence, that comes into his person, they feel him. And when they feel him, they leave away talking about him. We needed that mentality in this program.
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like no guy on your team can ever slack off, because look at what Hansel's doing. Look at what Hansel's been through. Hansel has a roadblock to overcome, but he did it. So what is your excuse now? So you have some, any guy comes in slacking to you, a Coach Hamilton, a Coach Ward, and can you go out and say, hey, we got this young man is here every day, early, grinding, trying to be better every second he can. Because you either get better or you don't. There's no staying neutral. And this guy's trying to get better every day. What's the reason why you can't do it?
That's right. And all you're speaking of is a compelled mentality. And we have a roster of compelled guys, and Hansel is most definitely compelled. And what we try to do in our recruitment process is that we try to target committed and compelled individuals, okay, that want to come in with a like mind and continue to grow together and stay together. And that's how we approach the recruitment process.
And, Coach, you got 10 new dudes who I feel like will gel together because you're at Northwestern State. Y'all wanted to be a part of something new, just being built, but it's a solid foundation. And I feel like that's going to be something so glorious to see with Hansel coming in the mix now. The 10 new dudes in your 2022 class, they're ready to compete and give the Southland Conference and college basketball a rude awakening for what y'all going to do down there.
Man, thank you so much for those kind words, and thank you for that positivity. And one thing I can tell you about the guys on this roster, the number one thing that we have focused on this summer is serving the community and serving the people, okay? We have done more community service this summer than I can count on four hands, just this summer. Now, when the fall starts, we're going to be off limits. There's no need for anybody to come ask us, because we've done more community service this summer than anybody can do in the fall. Now, I don't know what awards that people can be put in play for as far as a team, but let me tell you something. This group of guys deserves something. We've been any and everywhere possible to serve, because what we're not going to do is we're not going to win a championship, okay, and think we did something, but we didn't lend ourselves to the community, okay? We're going to lend ourselves to the community first and give these kids something to look up to, okay? And that's the real winning. But if we can serve the community, we most definitely can serve each other on that wood.
No doubt. And as you say, Coach, I told you previously when last we chatted, this whole show's about serving you all as coaches, because let's be honest, you all don't get the publicity you need unless something bad happens or like something as a Hansel happens. It's not just a random day that somebody wants to talk to you unless something like this happens. And that's right. You know, my thing about it is this: I want to talk to you when nothing's newsworthy person or popping in the news or mainstream. I want you to know that I care about you on in December when it's a cold day in December. You know, when it was December 12th, who cares? I care about you that day too, not just today because it's in the mainstream, you know. So that's what this show has been about for the last 12 years, is serving coaches who need platforms so they can come on this show with a pure glass of water, no bias, no narrative, and no junk, or no, I want something out of you. I just want you to be able to share with people your story and come here and hear that clean glass of water that you present to the people and your community as well.
That's why you're the boss, man. And one of the most remarkable things that our guys have done this summer is that one, the community service endeavors that we had this summer, we went to the library, okay? And we read to the kids. One of the kids there had never really engaged in conversation with anybody before at the library, okay? Before we got up out of there, that young man spoke and engaged with our players, and the librarian said they had never seen that young man do that before. Never. And that right there really touched our guys. It melted them. We had guys that get emotional knowing that they impacted that young man to bring something out of him that was already in there just laying dormant. But because of our love and affection and the energy, effort, and enthusiasm that they took up in that place, that young man spoke, and that Liberian had never seen that before. Now, that's right there. That's winning.
Yes, because, Coach, you know, like you said, you and I both know, sports impacts people in so many different ways. And that young man looked up to your players and saw guys who he looks up to and who he aspires to be. And he said it opened that up in him. And I can say for me, Anthony Mason did that for me. Carlos Rogers did that for me, Tennessee State. Those guys helped inspire me. Frankie Allen helped inspire me to make me want to be better and get and do more than what I was doing in Atlanta. So I've that right there, because when I was younger, his age, Coach, when I was here in Atlanta, you were a big shot, Coach. I was the guy antisocial.
Come on.
I didn't want to talk to nobody. It took going to basketball camp at Tennessee State to get me out of Atlanta for a few weeks to open me up and realize that, hey, I can be something. I'm talented. I can be something in sports. Now, I didn't make it in professionally, but I'm making it in life. So I think those guys were opening me up at 4 and 5 years old in 91 and 92.
That's right, man. Thanks so much for sharing that.
So that story hits me, Hulk. I've been that young, that young man's shoes. It definitely hits me because being in the community and giving back and paying it forward is so rewarding. And I know it's trite to say Coach, sometimes, but it's better to give than receive. It's better to give. And for me, having made out of my issues as a child, to be able to go back to my own community and help them there with the platform I have and the blessings God has given me, if it's going to pour to those young men the clean glass of water and tell them that, hey, if JR the boss man got out of here, you can too.
Come on. Come on. That's some wisdom right there you preaching.
So, yeah, Coach, I love that about your players and what you're about. That's why I figured, this is why I thought about this coach when he chose you. Because I talked to you first time in May. I felt your spirit then. And you inspired me then. And I know Coach Hamilton very well, as you know.
Yes.
And I knew that the spirit that you have and your staff have, that family felt that. And that's what I thought when I saw him choose you.
Yes, sir.
It was the spirit and the truthfulness and the realness and the true genuine love you have for people that he chose you. And people probably didn't think about that, but I did. That's what I thought about, because I talked to you previously. So yes. I felt that. That's why this young man's family chose to become a demon going forward.
I'm going to tell you how real his parents are. Now, I'm going to give you some insight on this thing, right? So we had a meeting with the family, and we had a translator because his parents don't speak English, okay? And the mom told the translator, she said, ask Coach how much will Hansel play as a freshman, okay? And so the translator translated that back to me. Well, first of all, they had some conversation going on back and forth, and maybe the translator probably said, hey, you might not want to ask Coach that. I don't know, okay? I don't know Spanish, okay?
Yeah.
But then the mom was like, nah. And so then he asked me. He said, Coach, mom wants to know how much will Hansel play as a freshman. I said, you tell mama, Hansel will decide how much he plays as a freshman, not Coach Gibson. And mom did this right here. Thank you. And then dad said, respect. And that was the answer that they wanted.
Yes.
Had I told them that Hansel was going to play an extended amount of time or what have you, they would not have wanted that. Okay? Hansel has overcome challenges his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an entitled person. Okay? He wants to come in and work and earn something. But the fact that they were refreshed with that answer, it told me so much about them. And that's who they are, and that's what they stand for. They blue-collar, hard-working folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, Coach, that is something that needs to be said for, because, you know, a lot of people want a handout, Coach, and you and I both know that. They don't want to work for what it is they want. You know what I'm saying? So to hear that Hansel's family wanted you to say Hansel would decide is so refreshing, because coach is funny. Because I tell my interns this, coach, how far you go in radios is as high as who is. It's on you, not me, or it's on you. Because you know, coach, I told you Friday before, I built this thing from scratch, man.
Come on.
I did not have a blessing or a put-on person. I got to this point for me breaking down barriers on my own, reaching out on my own, hard working on my own, coach. Nobody gave me this platform. I had to earn it and make it myself. So hearing his family say that to you makes me even more engaged with this young man, because I feel like, yes, that's how I am right now, because I know if I don't work hard every day, this show will go to the
Absolutely. That's
toilet. So,
faith.
it feels good knowing every day that I control my own destiny every day by my own hard work and desire and dedication. For that young man to know that how hard he works on the court for you, how hard he picks up your system, how hard he does in film sessions, film study, determines his fate. What more
That's
can you
it.
ask from a head coach?
That's it. But what I can tell you is what I know about him, he gonna work for it. He gonna work for it. He gonna have a compelled mentality. And he's not going to ever take a second off.
I hear that, coach. One more for you, coach. I want to ask you about this. How did your young men on the team, who's already on the team, respond when they found out that Hans was coming? How was your young men? How excited were they?
Well, one thing about it, we always run recruitment by the roster. Okay. Everybody we recruit, when they become family, before we bring in new family, okay, we run it by them. All right. And when Hansel came in for his official visit, we spoke to guys on the roster and they said, let's make Hansel family. Okay. So they were all in from the get-go. They've been paying attention every step of the way. But now, this is what I'll tell you. When the announcement came out, DeMarcus Sharp, point guard in the program, he FaceTimed me. Okay. And when he FaceTimed me, all the guys were over at the Columns, which is a place here on campus. All right. And on that FaceTime, them jokers was throwing up them forks like this on the FaceTime. They, let's go. Let's go. Like that right there. And right there, man, that made me feel good to where like they were happy to add that cat to the family. Like it meant something to them. Right? They
Yes.
were, go, coach, let's go. Jokers was yelling and screaming. And then one of the guys on the roster, Jalen Hampton, he texted me shortly after that. He said, coach, we lit. Hit me with some of that slang and in the text, we lit with a demon head and a 100. I said, my man. So that just gives you some insight on how excited our guys are and how they've already welcomed him into the family, man. That's love, nothing but unconditional love.
No doubt, Coach Gibson. I'm looking forward to seeing when you release your schedule, so I can see if there's a game close to where I can come see you all play. So I don't want you to give it away today, but I look forward to when you put it out, because I'll make sure come see you and Coach Ham and show you my support and put my folks up with you guys and show you that I got your backs always as well, Coach.
Hey, you better come on. You saw what Jalen Rose put out yesterday, didn't you?
I didn't see. What did he say?
Oh, he said he pulling up on us down here at Northwest on his show.
Okay.
Oh, after the announcement, he said he pulling up.
I'm about to pull up there now. See, I'm about to pull up now. See, I can't let him outdo me. I gotta show
Hey, you gotta show up. Hey, they showing up. I'm telling you right now, you better show up with them forks in your hand. Come on down here and pull up down here up in this swamp.
I coach, I'm gonna get some gumbo. I'm down there too, brother. I'm gonna make it worth my while for real.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, coach, anytime, but it was fun, man. What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BELIEVE50, LEAV50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts, who is a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.